In the poem Mending Wall, Robert Frost lays down the well-worn quote, "Good fences make good neighbors." In this year's dramatic Northwest wildfires, ranchers and neighbors are cutting down good fences of all kinds. Correspondent Anna King has this audio postcard from Twisp and Omak, Washington.
Craig Verasca opens a gate up for cattle. I traveled up to the smoky woods with this rancher to check on his herds.
I don't want to get cows trapped on that side. I get this gate open, then they can come and go.
He and the other ranchers outside of Omak have done their best to cut every fence or open gates and let their cattle just roam. Normally, they would never do that. Fences make their livelihood possible. There are environmental rules and patchwork land ownership to follow. But now, fences are flung open. It's up to the cattle to keep themselves ahead of the fires.
If they can walk away from it, that's my theory anyway. I hope the hell it works.
Even pushed by fire, cattle will obey the barbed wire until it's too late, he says. So to keep them from getting stuck, Verasca and other ranchers cut and open as much fence as they can. Smoke enveloped us. It stretched from the ground to the obscure sun. We passed still-burning trees and stumps like unattended campfires. Smoke and ash hang in the air and dust the forest. Like snow, it makes the place eerily silent. It's hard to tell where the fires are when you can't see or hear anything. Kent Stokes is a rancher, too. Most of his ranch land burned up in the Carlton complex last year. More than 22,000 acres. A canyon he thought he'd have days to evacuate burned up and took his home to the ground in under 12 hours. Ultimately, it wasn't the firefighters that saved his folks' home or winter haystacks.
The people that really helped us were our neighbors.
Last year, the Stokes lost about 60% of their cattle, hundreds of head.
So instead of thinking that some fire engine from the coast is going to be over here in time when a fire is raging, starting at a local level and having those relationships with the people around you is way more important.
Stokes says what lays ahead for his burned-up neighbors is years of fence building. Some of Stokes' burnt-up fencing was built and seated in the sand and rock by his grandfather. In the old days, ranchers would just turn out their cattle in spring and gather them back each winter. But now these 5-string barbed wire fences help ranchers organize and manage the land, keep cattle from overgrazing an area. And building new fence is a huge job. Stokes says it takes 2 fit men about 6 full days to build just a quarter mile. And there are hundreds of miles of fence burned last year and this year. Still, neighbors, volunteers, and donated materials help, Stokes says. Later, when the fires cool down, the ranchers will sort their surviving herds. They'll be mixed up because of these downed fences. Back in Twisp, a nectarine pie sits on a nearby countertop in the Metal Valley Inn's farm kitchen. Soon the inn would be abandoned. Everyone gone except for me and a photographer. A wedding party rental canceled. But on this night, the back gate is open and the neighbors file in. They blow off a bit of fire stress by eating well and laughing together.
So then he showed me how to adjust it.
Heavy pours of wine accompany salmon, salads, and the nectarine pie. I sit with a master woodworker, a wool weaver, the innkeepers, and a hay farmer. With pie and ice cream, we try to smother worry. These giant fires move over the landscape and destroy. They take lives, burn up homes, and down fences. But the snow will fly, the fires will cool, spring will come. Good neighbors will find each other and build good fences again. Outside of Twisp, I'm Anna King.